delighted to be here and to talk to you about a subject dear to my heart, which is beauty. I do the philosophy of art, aesthetics, actually, for a living. I try to figure out intellectually, philosophically, psychologically, what the experience of beauty is, what sensibly can be said about it, and how people go off the rails in trying to understand it. Now, this is an extremely complicated subject, in part because the things that we call beautiful are so different. I mean, just think of the sheer variety. A baby's face, Berlioz's Harold in Italy, movies like The Wizard of Oz or the plays of Chekhov, a central California landscape, a Hokusai view of Mount Fuji, Der Rosenkavalier, a stunning match-winning goal in a World Cup soccer match, Van Gogh's Starry Night, a Jane Austen novel, Fred Astaire dancing across the screen. This brief list includes human beings, natural landforms, works of art, and skilled human actions. An account that explains the presence of beauty in everything on this list is not going to be easy.